Hollywood Furniture, and more. That's Thursday with Morning Mayhem at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check 1-2.
Jam.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2.
Jamming on the one.
Check.
Hello?
Oh, 600. Let's
and chirp. Oh, my God. I'm going to go up a little bit. Check. That's better.
You think
that's
notch? Better. Do you notch it?
I notched it. Maybe not.
Look at you in that suit, dude.
With David Basil.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Check.
From the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio.
That pocket square. Is that sold in? No. What'd you say, Christian?
I said you sound good on my end, guys.
Okay, good. We may see him this week. He may come back right.
Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Thank you, Mr. President. All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. It's Monday. It's you still move it. Let's go.
Get that guy on that.
Put her luggage in my hand.
Obama! I don't let you turn up my name. Mow.
I like how they're flying over to the Golden State.
Ow! You need them in the mouth. Finish. Old
chariot, come down. Eat the cat.
Los Angeles!
This is the business we've chosen.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Who do we have on the phone?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Well, Raymond, I'm going to tell you, it's the bulge of excitement because today the touchdown club begins. What do you think about that, Klein?
I see a headband. Los Angeles!
I got an MVP. That was good.
Thanks, Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, Randy Renward. What do you want to say about headband?
He is a horny.
Oh, hey. No, dude. Sorry, HP. That's your boy.
Yeah, boy.
All right, one more time. Los Angeles. Spinning on that. Ba-ba-dum. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Monday, August 24th. We are live on the road. Something we'll do, Roger, all this week except for one day. We'll be on the road every day except for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're here at the Doubletree Hotel. Thank you, Roger. That is certainly appropriate.
You dang right it is, boy.
We have the new Hog head coach, Ryan Silverfield, making his first appearance. You know, Roger, I was thinking in less than 2 seconds, just give me a number. How many coaches does this make since the Tulare Touchdown Club started that we've hosted?
In 22 years?
In 22 years. Go.
26.
Pretty darn good guess. Seventh. And, you know, you had John L. 1 year. And, yeah, 70 going back to Houston Up back in 2004 when we started. And so, you know, we had, you think about it, we had Bielema 5. I don't know what we had Houston. It was 2004. I don't know. He didn't have many years left. And then we had Petrino for a short time. So, really, Sam Pittman was
Didn't you say that all of them were 5 or 6 years? So what were they?
Well, Bielema was 5. Sam was 6. But Petrino was not, was he? Petrino was only
like three.
Right? Three.
Is that, yeah. Oh, I don't
remember.
Know where I got that.
They had Morris for 2.
Had Morris for 2, and then you had John L. for 1. Just think about that. You had Petrino for 3, John L. for 1, Bielema for 5, back to 2 for Chad, 6 for
I think it would have been Nutt for 3, too, right?
I think so. I think it's somewhere around there. So, anyway, so listen, it's exciting always to get, you know, for change to happen. And so, and I'm glad that we're going to have a sold out crowd for him today. He'll feel some Central Arkansas love.
Good.
And thought the First Lady was going to be here, but, she is not going to be here.
Oh, she have stomach flu? Can you say?
No, it's not that, but it's interesting. The guy that's coming in her place, his name is, I want to make sure I get his pronunciation from Gasca. Gasca Crowley. You know who he is, Roger? He's Executive Director of Player Acquisition.
Oh, wow. Gasca?
Yes.
To him? He's like our GM, pretty much.
He is. Well, you know, we've got a GM going. Yeah. That's Patrick Dart. He's coming. He's the Chief of Staff, rather. Right. We got a Chief of Staff. But, yeah, he's like a GM.
Like
I think
a scout.
He deserves. Yeah, he's the one who's helped signing all the NIL deals and
well,
all that.
Well, let's welcome him.
Yuck shumash.
I mean, can that be any more tight?
So it is sold out. The good thing is that you can catch it all right here on the bus because Justin and Phil will carry it loud. They'll visit with him for a few minutes, too, before the Touchdown Club meeting. And then also all of it will be streamed live on all of our Facebook, YouTube, Touchdown Club pages, as well as Arkansas TV's live stream as well on their YouTube channel. So plenty of places to be able to see him. He'll give a speech. We'll do a little Q&A. But a lot of VIPs are here today. A lot of, you know, that the first one's always an interesting kickoff. And there'll be some former Razorbacks. We'll see our man Bruce James and Gary Adams and others. And so Kane and Sandy will be here.
Well, if he ain't here, then you can't hold it today. Hey, is this the first time the coach has been sold out other than maybe Sam's first year? Or is that
it often happens, usually the first few years of each coach. And they're usually it's usually always full. Sometimes it's not. Like I'm sure Sam the last couple years.
Sam sell out?
Yeah, I don't think it was. It was probably close. I mean, everyone is
everyone
a, is
was
close
excited
to,
at the beginning of the year.
That's right. So they're always close to a sellout. So I was happy to.
Well, I've been to all of them. Well, not 22. Yeah. I don't think I've been to the last six coaches. But it's something that I don't know right offhand. You obviously would. So would Debbie. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so Debbie's been here. I think I want to say 12 or 13. I think Dwayne Duncan has been taking photos for 15 years. Anyway, it's just it's a lot of sponsors, as you know, Roger, a lot of volunteers. And today we finally get to make the announcement who the special October 12th guest will be over at Simmons Bank Arena. Been a lot of guesses about it. Glad to finally be able to let that out of the bag. Been working through that. A lot of details to deal with. I think most people will be excited about them. I mean, there'll be some who may not get it, but I think once you hear it and what it's going to be an epic all-time meeting for the Touchdown Club over there. So tickets will go on sale today. Emmett, by the way, if you want Emmett Smith next week, you better go to the website and get your tickets for that. Because
is he going to be here?
Yeah, he's going to be here. We decided to go ahead and instead of opening up, going down to the Wall Street, going to the Wally Allen Ballroom, we're going to do that here. So
good.
Yeah. So anyway, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of today. Show, as I mentioned, Chris Kane will be with us and Bill Vickery both in person and Roger, too, will continue to play your songs.
Sure.
As we get ready for your debut song, which will be next Monday.
Well, yeah, and maybe we may tease it. If I can get it done, I've got it with me. I'm just stuck on one phrase.
That's because of the genius of it.
It's a lot of mental.
I'm stuck on one phrase. Maybe I can...
Doing the thing, Roger?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh,
we'll see.
Behind the scenes.
We'll see, yeah.
I go on vacation next week.
Okay. We've got 5 more days. Just because we're not doing the show in the station doesn't mean I can't come back. Of course not. But I appreciate you bringing that up. But we'll get that done. But before you go any further, you said it on the pregame deal, but you didn't say it on the video. You didn't say it on the show yet about the
QB. So that's the other thing. There's the big story over the weekend. There's 2-3 big stories. One in Arkansas, and that's KJ Jackson is the new quarterback. We'll hear from him. That was basically decided after Saturday night scrimmage, which we all pretty much guessed that, hey, listen, the odds are KJ Jackson's going to do it. I guess he just wanted to keep pushing him and help that with AJ to help push him. So I think, I don't think anybody's shocked that this is a good idea. Glad to do it. Now you got 2 weeks of him at the helm. This is his baby. Everybody knows it. And so, I like it.
Well, AJ was redshirt, right?
Was that? Redshirt sophomore, right?
Redshirt sophomore.
Yeah, it was his second year at Memphis last year.
Did he start KJ there?
Or AJ?
AJ,
yeah.
No, He didn't start there.
He was. I think, wasn't he a second year last year? He wasn't a freshman, was he? I thought he was a sophomore last year.
I'm not sure of. I thought you said KJ. KJ's a redshirt sophomore. I know that.
Yeah, KJ played last year, but not much.
And AJ, KJ played?
KJ played for us last year.
That's right. But AJ.
AJ's from Memphis.
That's exactly right. But, I mean, he did not start.
No.
And I think until.
But a very talented guy.
Physically talented. About 10 pounds heavier than KJ. They're both 6'5".
Yeah, they look similar.
But a lot of people, to your point, going, who knew? If you don't follow it enough, you don't know. You just think, well, he's bringing his guy from Memphis.
Yeah.
Obviously, he knows something this and that. But he had limited play as well. So it was
Both of them had limited play. And they paid KJ Jacks. Remember, the first day they're there, they go, we don't want to lose you. We need the PR end of
it. They knew what he had there.
Yeah.
And, knowing now he's got that quarter, AJ coming to the SEC. So anyway.
Bottom line, they got to have Roger. They have to have both because they even said odds are something's going to happen where you know both should be. And I like playing a backup quarterback occasionally.
Both of them will play. Both of them will play, I think.
AJ is a true sophomore, I believe.
Okay, so he was a freshman last year. Okay, I thought he might have been a sophomore.
He may be a redshirt freshman. He only played in 2 games. He's probably a redshirt freshman.
The other couple stories really interesting. Dallas Cowboys look really. Joe Milton looked. Now, Joe Milton is the quarterback from Tennessee, right?
Right, in Michigan. Yeah.
Roger, he's the one that we saw at the Manning Passing Academy that threw the ball 1,000 yards. Remember, Roger, he dropped back and he threw the ball. Everybody was just mesmerized by
that. That was what everybody wanted to
see. Yeah, that's right. That's all they cared about. He would do it flip, and all the kids loved him.
Yeah.
Well, he looked like, a Hall of Famer against Arizona in the first quarter the other day, just running around. But then the big story was the Navajo Indian, Native American, who
he played, gave out a yell, too.
Did
at the end of that video, you could hear
him. I did?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end.
Almost broke college.
He played at Kentucky, I think, last year, 6'9". And I don't know if he was drafted or is a free agent, but he goes on the field in Arizona, and there are probably 1,000 people that are there that are representing Native Americans and his family and the roar. Matter of fact, they were showing a lady doing an interview on TV, and you could hear this roar going on. They couldn't figure out what the deal was. So in the locker room afterwards, we'll play the clip of his speech, which very likely Roger and Christian could evolve into a Morning Mayhem. Morning Mayhem sounder. It was the way this cadence, Roger, the Indian cadence.
His cadence, listen.
Every great movie we've seen.
Because I have Native American heritage in me, so if that doesn't mean that I'm, what's the term, Christian, I'm looking for? I'm not appropriating or cashing in or what's the word I'm looking for? Mocking, because I have Native American in me. But it's when he goes, it's almost like from Josie Wells where he...
Would you got to? Do we have the clip? By the way, we might as well go and play it.
I'll have to grab it in the next break. I was trying to get it off of our prep service, and it
by happen. Fate, as strange.
It was a slow. It's slow, and at first I almost thought they were going to help him, but they go, "No, gonna let him." And then it was few words, but it was powerful. He said, "We started as strangers."
That is what we as Native Americans do, guys. Men of few words. Strength is in our words.
Did he go, Roger? We started as what is it?
Fate.
This game
has brought us here
as strangers. And now we become live. Brothers. And I'll tell you, it was almost like a wrestling.
The star.
People going, the star. the star.
Brothers.
Beholden. Holding on our chest.
I'm telling you right now.
The locker room went crazy.
All right.
It's the best story of the Kelly.
Strength and honor. just for today.
Brotherhood.
I loved it. He's a big fella.
He is 6'9".
He's a big fella. Looking at him, I think he can put a little bit more muscle on.
Yeah, I don't know if he's any good. I don't know. We'll find out. The other story is...
I think he's set to make the team.
We'll see now. We'll see now. Jerry's getting ready to make $1 billion.
To have a Native American on the Cowboys?
They'll sell $1 billion of Cowboys.
What is more American than that, my friend?
An Indian playing for the Cowboys.
Has brought us here. I'm telling you what, I wanted him to say Josie Wells. I'm sorry.
What did the guy say Josie Wells?
We're going to get canceled.
What did the guy say Josie Wells?
What's just going on? I'll have to get the clip. Yeah. But when he and Josie Wells are going back and forth, and you know, we are brothers.
But his pacing and his delivery was great.
Yeah.
The other story is Deshaun Watson sort of taking a shot that he felt was, what did he say? We'll play that too, like a cheap shot that the fans were booing him. And man, I'm telling you, PR 101, don't go there. Don't go there. That's not, you will never win by saying that. You're
They're
just not going
to name a starter today. So we'll see.
Cleveland is today. You think it's going to be Watson?
I mean, you're choosing between. You got two poor options.
I know. Yeah, that's a tough. I feel for my monk, and he's in a sort of a rock and a hard spot.
And then Taylor Green's third.
I tell you, he was really bragging on Taylor the other day, but I think he's fourth, isn't he? I think there's somebody else. I think I heard he was fourth the other day. I may be wrong.
The team is four string though.
I know, that's what I'm wondering. By the way, too, Jessica makes a point that today, with it being it raining, Roger, that means it's a good sign. Remember when it used to rain every Monday on Touchdown Club? I was like, do we not have rain every Monday? It was going that way for a while, but I think it'll be done by 9 o'clock today.
Well, I hope there's no storms like we had Saturday, because it came through and Energy worked... First Electric, anyway, Energy. They worked all throughout the
25 hours. You've been without power.
I was without 25.
That's crazy. Hours.
Yeah. I was able to go rent a generator from Home Depot yesterday.
Yeah.
And got it early enough. And
look at you.
Hooked up the fridges.
Look at you.
You know what,
boy?
I needed my wife to see some masculinity in me. Not only did I feel so, I hook up the fridge in the house and in the garage and the freezer in the garage as well. That got a fan.
Saved your food.
Took another wire. Absolutely. Listen, you know how expensive food is today?
I know.
And then to throw it out and have to go back and get it. And then I run another wire to her office in the bedroom. Had her all set up, ready
to
go.
Look at you.
Got it all going. And
wow, you're very manly. Very manly weekend.
You know what was even more manly?
What's that?
Is when I drove up to Home Depot and parked under the canopy for contractors. to let down my Fletcher Dodge Cruiser Jeep
funny.
Ram truck,
that's
let
funny.
Down that bed, get that generator on there, get it strapped in, and I walked out. I'm telling you what, I don't know. I know we're going to be at Fletcher this week, and if I turn that truck in to get a new one, I'm going to have to get Dave itself to run it through the detail, because it reeks of masculinity in there right now.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Let's see here. Someone says that Taylor Green is starting this Thursday for Cleveland. Great. Because they said he'd not been getting many reps, according to Monken the other day. Let's see. Another big story. Yes, DJ Williams got engaged. Very happy. Thanks, Rebecca.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Yeah, he and Ebony have been a couple for quite some time. And I don't know if they set a date or not, but congratulations to both of them. They're a great couple. And so happy for them. Let's see here. Can you believe you aren't going to let us know who is coming? We are family. LA 609. Move it, move it. Somebody said, can't believe you aren't going to let us, the 609ers, know this morning. I was asked not to. The people that are involved said, no, this is what time they want to put it out, around 10 o'clock. So when you hear, you'll go, okay, I sort of get it. There's some big names. And so anyway, so that's why we'd love to do it. But everybody's going to know here shortly. It's going to be a lot of fun. And
you'll do it before we get off the show.
Yeah, we'll do it before we get off
you
the
show. You won't let Justin Akre break it. Good. Good. Well, excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to the announcement.
Someone says David is kind of distorted sounding. He's just too loud. David is not coming through very clear on the radio. Am I better now? 661-1037, am I better? Good morning, Los Angeles. Move it, move it, move it. Los Angeles, why are we waiting until 10 to announce this? Listen, I would love to tell you, but I've been asked not to. This has been a two-month process.
Should we make it a Morning Mayhem question of the day? Who do you think is going to be the...
Sure.
No,
don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, I appreciate it, but don't do that. Let's just keep them down low.
Low key right
wanna,
now.
Chris, I just want to get to 10. I just want to get to 9:55. So, nice. But thank you.
Nice.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll take your calls and questions. We'll play some of the sound from KJ Jackson. We'll hear from the new famous Indian cowboy. You is that what it would be? Cowboy Indian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that? They've never. Listen,
thank you for joining me on that limb.
The NFL has never had, which is stunning to me.
What?
That's what they said. They said there'd never been a Native American starting.
You mean to tell me starting?
I think that's playing in the NFL.
Jim Thorpe.
Well, and I don't
know. Played NFL.
I don't know if Jim Thorpe ever played the NFL. That's a good question.
Those bastards.
I know.
I cannot believe.
See, you would think there'd be some other Native Americans that have played.
Well, you know what?
Cowboys called vaqueros.
Yes.
What is it?
Vaqueros.
What is that?
That's Mexican for cowboy or Native American.
Okay.
What would be the most Native American, area?
I think it's Arizona.
I would think Arizona. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Those two.
Arizona.
You would think that Oklahoma would have had somebody.
You would think Texas.
Yeah.
But Arizona. Oh,
yeah, 661-1037. Somebody see if there is there somebody we're leaving off. But that's what I heard yesterday on one of the reports. So.
Okay. Very good.
What was the report?
They were saying that that this was the first time, maybe it was the Navajo, first time a Native American had played in the NFL. Maybe it was Navajo. Maybe there's been other tribes.
There's definitely people with Native American lineage.
That's what I would have thought. So, anyway, we'll find that answer when we come back. We're live at the DoubleTree Hotel as we get ready for the first touchdown club of the year, Ryan Silverfield today. So don't go away. It is 6:28.
The state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain and thunderstorms are likely this morning. A much lower rain chance, though, this afternoon. And with it being cloudy to mostly cloudy, it's going to keep that temperature down. Just a high of 88 today with our 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and a low of 73. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew
at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
The battle definitely made me a better player. At the end of the day, I had to, you know, show up and come to work because AJ, all the quarterbacks in the room are great players. So I think it was truly just competing every day and, you know, being able to bounce back from days that you might have thought you lost a day.
Are we back?
We're back.
Oh, very good, buddy. I didn't have the headphones on. And I finally did it. I was just getting some more weather alerts. I'm like, oh my gosh! I hope nothing happens at the house with the more storms and with everybody that has already suffered through the storms that we had. Did you get any of them in your new neighborhood there yesterday or over the weekend?
We got rain and we got some loud lightning and thunder, but no power outages, thankfully, where I live.
Yeah, we did, and it was and which brings it. Here's it. I was playing golf Saturday afternoon, 115 degrees out there on the golf course. No, I did not. I've decided to go ahead and
hang up your clubs.
No, I'm not going to hang up my clubs. But the last hole, I did pretty good. So just like it's just, well, all right, I'll be back. But I'll get better. I won't go out with the guys that I did anymore because they have put up with me for too long. So thanks to David Hendricks, Wesley Bridges, Steve Brown, and Kelly Greer, I will not force myself on them anymore. Anyway, so we're driving back, and David had actually mentioned, you know, about maybe some storms today, Saturday afternoon. I said, oh, that'd be great. It'd be good to have some, I guess, in the lawn, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I brought up that I was going to, I said, if that happens, that's cool. Yeah, we need some of that, which made me think, also, you know, I need to get me a generator. I'm thinking about getting a generator, this and that. And I was looking at one, like I rented one from Home Depot. It was 3,000 watt Honda deal for $100. So I don't know how much it cost, maybe 25. So I said, I'm thinking about getting one of those. And they go, well, why don't you just wait? I know a guy. They know a fella who owns a company there in Benton. It's North Star, something like that. I've got it written down. North Star something to do. They know him. Give him a holler. That's all. I looked it up. That's all they do. And they said, maybe you could probably get one for your whole house. You know, one of those Generac ones or whatever it is for like $5,000. I said, wait a minute. You tell me that $5,000 will do my whole house? Probably. But it's all, you know, you got to get somebody to come out. So I'm contemplating that. I need to get a hold of those folks and somebody to come by, stop by the house, look and see what it would cost to put one of those in my house. Because, you know, like I said, it was $100 to rent the Honda. It may cost $2,000. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't look it up to get that 3,000 watt one. Again, the big thing for me to have was to make sure the fridge in the garage, in the house, in the freezer did not go bad. Because as expensive as that stuff is, then you got to go out and buy it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it for people who didn't have the opportunity to go get a.
How long was power out?
25 hours.
Whoa.
25 hours. So it was Saturday afternoon until Sunday afternoon, and it was and Saturday was bearable. I mean, the house was still cool. It stayed cool. I mean, we slept fine and dandy and all that. And Sunday afternoon, but Sunday morning, I thought, I've got to get a generator since nothing came back on. So we were able to do that.
Mr. Generator.
I'll be looking into Home Depot himself. That. Well, I've got to go in there and do that.
It's still, Roger, I've been looking.
I was just looking at the house. I got a notification. Hopefully nothing goes out again.
Yeah, I saw the radar. It's popping all around Central Arkansas. The rain is still here. It is, Roger, went down there to try to get an egg white omelet. I was unsuccessful. I'll have to go back a second time. I'm negotiating with the chef. She goes, we do not have raw. We don't have the raw eggs. And I said, you got 800 scrambled eggs here. We're gonna have a breakthrough. Now, did you go ahead and say who the Native Americans were playing football?
I did not.
Chris Kane joins us, by the way. Good morning, Chris.
Okay, hi, Chris.
There we go. Good morning. Good morning.
So, first of all, Roger, the one that we should be most embarrassed about that we didn't mention was Jim Plunkett.
Right?
Well, no, I don't.
Another Jim.
I don't think Thorpe actually played in what we know as today as the NFL.
Maybe, I don't know.
But Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls?
Yeah.
And he is Native American.
He's Native American.
I wonder what tribe he's from.
Did he finally make the Hall of Fame?
I think he did. Find out what tribe he's in. We're getting it. Yeah, and do you have the clip of what's his name? It's an interesting first name, and the last name is. Have you heard the story, Chris? It's a great story. It's in.
We come. This is Strangers, Josie Wells.
In this break, I got Deshaun Watson in the last.
Josie Wells, we are friends. The star.
Chris, how are you? Good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning. Man, it is pouring there, which is so needed. And
oh, my gosh, we do.
Almost forget how to drive in rain.
But we were mentioning, I mean, it was high winds. I saw it at my house, and it knocked over trees all over Central Arkansas. Rogers, you know, there were trees down
over. It filled the roof back of the church outside our neighborhood. I forget the name of it.
Flooding. It says flooding between Conway and Mayflower. It is flooding, they say.
Wow.
Let's see here. Sam Bradford was...
Plunkett was apparently Mexican and Cherokee heritage.
Okay. That's interesting. Sam Bradford was 1/16th Cherokee, somebody said.
Heisman Trophy winner.
That's what I thought.
I didn't know Bradford. Was Plunkett's parents blind?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
So, Arkansas State alumni and New Orleans Saints and New York Jets player, my grandfather, Clovis Sweeney, was half Native American. His mother was full-blooded Indian.
All right.
Start
throwing
All those Redskins, and literally none of them were actual Redskins.
Which ones?
I think they named Redskins after their coach, I believe, who was Native American. I believe. That's the origin story.
I'll let you figure that one out.
Redbone says, good morning, fellas. Running hard
Redbone.
In Greenbrier. Chris, we have made it to the 22nd year of the Touchdown Club. I don't know if you know, Roger, but Chris, Kane, and RJ are part of they're our leadership team. Yeah. You could call them the leadership
team.
It's a leadership team. We've announced everybody, but the October 12th date, we'll do that today. Got to have a full house today.
Yeah, man,
I mean, sold out.
Packed.
Roger noticed it's cold in here, and we said, get that AC going.
Fortunately, I had commissioned Steve Qualls at Design Lab last week, and he brought me this wonderful Little Rock Touchdown Club dry fit hoodie, and I had it in my vehicle. So,
it's a great fit.
They got the thermostat lower than 71 in there?
Oh my gosh, you got to be mid-60s. Today is National Waffle Day and National Peach Pie Day. Are you good on either one of those?
Yeah, absolutely, all in.
Peach pie, pizzas, I'm just not as big on pizzas.
Well, now, when you say peach pie, we're talking like traditional pie, not cobbler?
I don't know if it's cobbler. I can eat.
Is it just peach pie? Can we go cobbler?
No.
I like cobbler.
Two different things.
It is two different things, but it's essentially, cobbler's like a deconstructed version.
Well, what's your numbers say? Are they throwing in the cobbler?
It says National Peach Pie Day.
It is the one fruit.
Are you eating peach pie now?
Make up your own joke.
You've got something in your mouth.
No, it's not. I do not seek out.
You don't partake?
I do not seek out.
I think it's peach season right now.
It's also National Kobe Bryant Day. Is today the day he passed?
Ooh. Who?
Kobe Bryant. So it's National Kobe Bryant Day.
I thought it was February. It's 8/24, which were his numbers.
That's what we kids figure out.
Right. Did his helicopter crash in February?
Yeah, he died.
Look at you. Do you have KJ Jackson's comments by chance, Christian?
Yes, I played them coming out. I'll play them again.
Yeah, let's play them one. Let's hear what he had to say.
I didn't hear
it. Yeah, here we go. That's okay.
The battle definitely made me a better player. At the end of the day, I had to, show up and come to work because AJ, all the quarterbacks in the room are great players. So I think it was truly just competing every day and, being able to bounce back from days that you might have thought you lost today.
And I can play this one as well.
All right.
I know the situational thing was a part that Coach Crown said and talked about and said that I had some really good periods in situational drills, and that's what I was told that, played a factor in me being named the starter.
Yeah, he's I think Chris, we've been saying, I think we all sort of felt, hey, this is who the guy is, and they just, for whatever reason, he wanted to do it. I'm glad today, as Roger said, glad he named that today so that he comes in today. That's not a question he has to talk about. He can talk about he's going to be the leader and that kind of deal.
We knew that they were both going to play in game one most likely.
Yes.
But when you hear the practice reports and you listen to the folks who've gotten to see more practice than most, they say it has been close. I mean, Tom Murphy, I think, even commented, on Acree's show, it has been, I think, closer than maybe people thought.
Yeah.
At the same time, you invest in bringing KJ back, both financially and, with your team from a leadership standpoint. and he's been there and done that in the SEC, at least in a backup role and filling in late last season. Started, I think, one game, right?
Yes.
Had one start officially.
Did he? I don't know if he didn't get many reps last year, which I was disappointed.
It wasn't
about.
A ton, but at least
he
you've seen
that
how
last game against that was Missouri, it. If you remember, and then Taylor ended up coming in.
Gotcha.
From that standpoint, I think you knew he was probably going to get the nod, but at the same time, I don't know, you've talked about it, and from a player standpoint, I thought it was interesting. You said, we want to rally behind a guy, right?
Yeah, you need a leader.
At the same token, you know, KJ's never been a bona fide starter yet,
right.
So you want him to push to earn it instead of feeling like he's already cemented that just by coming back. So I thought it was good to have a guy come in, push him, and make him better to get to that starting
level. Yeah, elite high school player, I think, is it Mississippi or Alabama? I forget where he played, but he was, a state champion. He's a winner. So now, and he, I think the coaches did say the thing that separated them was, I think,
protections.
Silverfield said, in game, you know, there's just something about somebody you can feel he had a little bit better in-game ability to, I think, to adapt, to be able to make the calls. I forget how he phrased it, but it was one of those things
I
where...
I have that clip as well.
Okay, let's hear that just to make sure what he said.
You know, they both looked really good on base downs, right? They both were doing really good things in Skelly and being able to lead the offense in different situations. But ultimately, it came down to the actual situational football. And I believe a quarterback, in order to have success, has to be really efficient in those things. We thought KJ had the slight edge in that, and I think ultimately that's going to give us the best opportunity to have success moving forward. So we based it more so on situational football because that's real quarterback play, and that's where you get to see the biggest difference in those two.
Yeah, situational football, again, you know, making decisions, you know, quickly and understanding what's going on. So, he's got a little bit more, he's a little bit older, a little bit more experience. And so, yeah.
That, I think Coach had mentioned that, or at least the OC had mentioned that in one of the articles in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, you know, where he said those were the things they know what they have to work on. Those things haven't changed, and here we go.
Got to say good morning to all the ladies in my life, Jessica.
All the ladies.
My mother, my good friend Tammy. All the ladies are watching. We got a lot of listeners that are the females.
Viewers now.
Yeah, viewers that's
too.
Right.
You can't use that terminology.
I've not been able to wear this suit,
now,
Chris.
I'm telling you right now.
Let's just say, look at there. There's Angel. I'm not going to make a joke today about I've gone from a
D lineman to a lineman.
Yes,
I'm retiring that one for the season.
I might go backwards and go, guess what? LB is back. 53 is back.
Back to playing weight? Or are we...
Not quite.
But if I'm not mistaken, I saw a preview of you and Steve Sullivan talking about the upcoming year, and you had your helmet in the vehicle.
We got a great promo coming up on Channel 7.
Just in case, he says, it's needed.
It's a fun promo. I do want to thank...
Did you play 5 years?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
Wait, played five years?
By the way, that's another big story.
Could you come back and play?
That's a good question. The big story is that apparently a player who was at one of the camps, was paid by the NFL while he was in camp, is prepared. He's not going to make the team. Is already signed. He's got two agents. Is going to come back and play with LSU.
Yeah, so I believe it is the former tight end for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Right.
Thank you. He has been with Cleveland. And I believe he is expected to hit waivers, right, Christian? And then once he does, his agent...
If he clears waivers, he can go back.
So then he plays college again and then goes through the draft process again.
Now, that's what I'm curious about.
How do you go through the process twice?
Can you be drafted twice in the NFL?
It's just ridiculous.
He was undrafted, so...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point. So if you haven't been drafted, technically, maybe the loophole...
I think if you have been drafted, you cannot go back. But if you are undrafted, you can. I think that's the loophole.
Yeah, it's just silly. I heard... who was it? It was Dan...
Patrick.
No, Oregon. Dan Lanning.
Oh, Dan Lanning.
Dan Lanning just said, come on. Come on now. He just, you know, usually...
As college coaches, you should not do this. You should be protecting the sport.
The good point is what you just said there. So now you're bumping out a kid who's been busting his rear end all spring, all off season. Then this guy's going to come back because he couldn't make a pro team, and he's going to knock the guy off. And they're right. You said this isn't fair to the players. We got a system that's messed up. And anyway, so that was a good point. He's going to knock somebody out that's been there, that's earned it. And maybe just ain't quite as good as him because he's an NFL-level player.
Didn't Sankey say something already about how he was discouraging SEC programs to sign guys, even like Arkansas did?
Yeah.
You know, a guy who didn't make a pro team but still was bringing back someone for that fifth year. Was he not trying to discourage that a couple of weeks ago? where he was saying that
I don't remember hearing that.
Okay,
if that might be the case.
This may be a case where a conference commissioner has to step in.
Gotcha.
And say, because obviously the courts are going to be varied by state. You know, a judge in Denver is going to say something than a judge in Baton Rouge. So this may be a case where conference commissioners will have to step in and say, if you do this, we as a conference will sanction you because this is, you know, harming the integrity of the game.
Yeah.
This is taking away from what the sport is intended to be. It may come down to them because we all know the NCAA can't do anything or won't do anything.
Bizarre that these state by state legislators can allow these players to come back to
or courts. State courts are friendly because they're all graduates of those colleges. Right. Usually it's biased. Someone says Diego Pavia is going to file a suit today. I'd heard about this to play another year.
That was expected.
Because he's still
already
taking advantage of, hey, yeah, I played 2 years in the JUCO. I should still be getting more. I mean, come on, man. There's somebody who's playing, is on his ninth year. I read the other day, he's had two knee injuries, blah, 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 blah.
It's quarterback?
Ninth year. I don't remember.
No,
but it's
I think
crazy.
It's some dude that played at, like, Miami and Oregon or something.
Someone says, good morning from Fort Walton Beach. Looking good, Baz. Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, Roger, he has looked much dapper, better in a suit than I have for years now. Oh. I'm fighting my way back.
I'll be down at Fort Walton next week.
There we go. Wow, very nice, very nice.
So producing for the morning show gives a little increase in fun. You're welcome.
And we're glad you're here. Glad you're here, Bobby.
Somebody says,
I'm kidding, bring me back a shirt.
Baz and his harem, no, just some ladies who support me. Let's go ahead and hit the break. Do you realize that Rodney Harrison's son is playing for the Hogs? I did not. I must have missed that. Not sure.
Is it Monty Harrison, who's 32 years old?
Is that not Rodney Harrison's son? I think we would
32.
Know that. Roger's got the pullover on, man.
I got the pullover.
Thank goodness. Wow. You see that popping behind you?
I did. It's
like, lighting
it
up. I guess that would be, is it Conway? It is storming in Conway. It's flooding in Conway.
Christian Harrison is his name.
Well, it should be. It should be storming in here because right now it's 6 degrees.
661-1037. We'll play the clip that the much anticipated. And Roger will imitate said Indian.
I will not imitate. I will talk to my brother. I will. Josie Wells.
It's slower than that. It's slower than that.
Before this show's over, we slap our hands, brother.
Fate.
This
game
brought us here.
This game.
Strangers. We, Josie Wells, will leave. The star makes us brother.
All right, don't go away. 6:47.
Live verbatim.
The Doubletree Hotel. It's the Touchdown Club kickoff meeting with Ryan Silverfield. Don't go away.
There's HR call.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here. And I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3:00 in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
At Greenway Equipment, there's a face behind every handshake, a name behind every counter, and a set of hands that knows John Deere equipment the way you know your land. Greenway has spent years building something that won't show up on a spec sheet. A team that takes your work personally. That knows trust is grown, not given. So when you call, Greenway answers. Visit a location today or online at gogreenway.com.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the overhead door home refresh rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powhatan, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
At Our Care, we're more than clinics. We're neighbors caring for neighbors. From checkups and stitches to ongoing health concerns and behavioral health support, our doctors, nurses, and therapists are here for every stage of life. Medications are simple, with local and home delivery pharmacy options. No insurance? We can help. And no one is ever turned away. With more than 100 locations across the Mid-South, affordable care is always nearby. Find a clinic close to you at rcare.net.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank
you. It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
The announcement that KJ Jackson will be our starting quarterback. Excited about him and his role as QB1 with the future of our program. He's done an excellent job. So has AJ Hill and all of our quarterbacks leading up to today and that decision. It wasn't an easy decision, but a very confident one we made as a staff. All right, and it wasn't because of lack of talent by the others. It was a great mix of guys competing for that starting role. So very, very confident moving forward with him as our starter and leader, and have high expectations for all the quarterbacks to continue to compete and battle every single day because it's college football and you never know what could happen. But excited to name him the starter and move forward with that, and the rest of the team will rally behind him and continue to support the rest of our quarterbacks.
That is Ryan, that's good juice right there, buddy.
Good juice.
That was Ryan Silverfield, who will be here today. So I'm sure he will address that. But I just think it's nice to get that out of the way. No more people will not be asking questions about it anymore every day. And so,
well, anything, right? That's
what
you talk about the benefits of this. It's were you really ready? It's like, man, you just took that question away from every reporter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From you
yeah.
today, yeah. from everybody oh, yeah. in here. It's like, we're going to put this behind us and yeah. move forward with this guy. And here's the beauty of it. If for any reason there's a struggle, you know you got a guy who's yeah. competed well and yep. can go in at any moment and is ready.
Well,
play
and
the system.
Then again, with this person you've been teasing, you'll be able to get that behind you. I can get that out of the way. Yes. Move forward.
That's Rodge, as you know.
Dude.
This has been a 10-day yeah. period.
It's you know what? It's worth the wait, people.
I've got people to thank. I can't thank them till later because that'll give it away. But, yeah, listen, all you 609ers, I would love to tell you, they asked us to wait till 10 o'clock today, so that's when we're going to do it. So
the weight loss that Baz has experienced, the reason he's fitting in that jacket today is because he hasn't eaten anything in 10 days because of this.
Also, have you found the sound yet? We're still waiting patiently with eagerness. Okay, here is the. Do you see his name? Do you know how to pronounce his name?
I think it's Shia Pitt.
Say it again, Shia Pete.
Shia Pete or Pett. It's one or the other.
Okay, well, let's figure that out. Okay, this is the locker room speech. The coach just asked him. He said, "We saw something." He said, "I saw something I've never seen today." What did he say? A whole section was cheering for an offensive lineman or whatever. I forget it. But let's see if that's part of the clip. Let's go ahead and play it.
Well, that was an incredible win. I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest. And
hold it.
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come. Man, this game, fate brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
I'm telling you. Listen to the locker room. Like, whoa, it gave me the chills.
That is the fight.
Wow. Yeah, no, listen to
him. 1, 2, 3.
That's him.
Jerry Jones, you signed that guy.
Yeah, set me up, Christian, with it where he says, go back to, right there before fate.
Oh, yeah. He turns into the cadence there, and then he does. Yeah. He said, "This star, this game." He starts, you know, and everybody goes, "What? This kid? Nobody? They don't know him very well. This is a rookie trying to make the team." And all of a sudden,
now, if this was the rock and roll breakfast of off putting comments, we would have today a question, the Mount Rushmore of Native American movies. Obviously, Wind Talkers. Is number one.
Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans. Oh, that's
who was your favorite Native American actor?
And what is it? What was Billy's name in 48 Hours? It was Billy something. Who was the
Native American cries at 12 o'clock
wasn't
at night?
Billy Bear.
Billy Bear's 48 Hours. They got Billy Bear.
Who's the guy who cries at night? Because of the pollution in the river.
He was actually Italian. He was actually an Italian. But they. What's the term I'm looking for? Not appropriation of someone. Is that what's?
Wait, that? One more time, Roger. Before we go to break, one more time. Yeah, I'm inspired. One more time.
Here we go.
Well, that was an incredible win. I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest, and I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come. Man. This game, fate, brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
There it is. Start
this game. The star, this team. The reaction is, listen to this. That is.
Cowboys on three. 1, 2, 3.
And that was him. That was him doing the chair.
That's him doing the chair.
He just blew away.
That's him doing the chair. Ira Hayes, we know Ira Hayes. We've mentioned Ira Hayes. Yeah. Johnny Cash had a song about him, but he was a Native American who raised the flag at Iwo Jima. Died a tragic story that happened to that young man, and what a hero he is. But that same character that played Ira Hayes in that movie also played Chicken Wing in Joe Dirt. That's it.
You're going down your list.
No, Chicken Wing was that was Wind Talker's guy. I haven't seen that one. Maybe it's the same guy in the top two
Native American actors that I can think of off the top of my head are Wes Studi and Graham Greene.
What about the guy who flew over the cuckoo's nest? Who's the big guy who threw the toilet?
Exactly. No, that's Joe.
That's what it looks like to me.
That's Will Sampson, I believe.
Will Sampson.
All right, don't go away. 7 o'clock live from the DoubleTree. It's touchdown day.
Brother, the star.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger,